Wait, so you're saying you lost the winter form, the paperwork, the most important thing in the studio?
No, I wouldn't do that.
Jammed somewhere?
It's in the copier and in the middle of it someplace.
In your butt?
I took away about, I opened about 16 different cat things.
Oh, I hate that damn thing in the hall. That thing is a monster.
And then Fernando came and helped me, and he was opening it up and trying to figure it out.
I wonder where you vanished.
Just about to burn it to the ground.
Well, I guess we can't do the little contest.
So there's no contest.
Today.
Sorry
about
that.
That's a darn shame. We have all this money to give away. I don't even know how much it is because it's on that paperwork.
I believe it was 6,000 something.
I don't know.
I don't know.
Who
either.
Knows, man?
All right.
Hi, how are you? Happy Friday.
Hey, happy Friday.
Yeah! Woo! Yes!
On today's show, you get to air your grievances about Christmas music.
Oh, my God. We're going to get a hold of Bean. He hates Christmas music.
Your favorite and your least favorite Christmas music.
I don't know that I have a favorite. I certainly have a least favorite.
I have a least favorite for sure.
Oh, I hope it's the same one.
Oh, me too.
That would be awesome.
It would be fun.
It's possible.
And between 5 and 7, we do our All Request Fest, as it is Friday as well.
No Christmas music.
So that's coming up on 95.5 KLOS.
You kind of know that a song is going to be a classic, that it's going to be around, that's going to stick because it gets under your skin, in your ears. Like, I keep hearing that song when I'm not here. Middle of the night, robbing a bank. There it is, Patient Number 9 from Ozzy.
When you're robbing a bank?
Yeah, just I hear it in the background in my head, you know, and I'm like, hey, hands up, I'm Patient Number 9.
We all do when we're robbing a bank. That's normal.
That sort of thing. I love that song. Good stuff.
Let's do People Are Dumb, shall we?
People Are Dumb? Mm-hmm. Why, that sounds like a great idea. I'll get over here to this and...
People Are Dumb.
At least I had it sitting there, this song.
When you're a dumb, Kevin and Slocum.
Yeah, baby!
They ought to know.
I won't blame it on mechanics, because there's plenty of things that go wrong in here.
We just talked about it just a couple seconds ago. In Oklahoma City, in response to Oklahoma's continued teacher shortage, they have decided, lawmakers have passed a measure to pay teachers more money to get higher quality. Oh, no, they didn't. I'm sorry. They passed a measure that no longer requires educators to have a college degree in order to permanently teach in public schools, K-12.
You've got to be kidding me. Where is this?
Oklahoma.
Okay, not moving to Oklahoma. Don't take your kids there. Be so any dork off the street?
Anybody that finished
high school
can teach high school.
Wow.
That's fascinating.
Wow. You did good enough. What is this, the 1700s?
And here's what it says, and it's very, very up for interpretation.
Yeah.
All a prospective educator needs now is a high school diploma. And, quote, distinguished qualifications.
What does that mean?
Whatever you want it to mean.
Well, I worked at a video store and I was the manager.
Sure.
Wait, that's me.
Whatever. It just
so
sounds
I can teach?
It's whatever the schools want to put emphasis on.
High school education, that's as far as I know.
Yes, you can teach K-12.
In Oklahoma. Oh,
yes.
And break in the big dollars.
Right.
Here's an idea. Why don't you make it more like they want to work? Give them reason to incentive, better pay, more time off.
I mean, that all makes sense. But what they've chosen to do
is just throw
is
open
to
the doors.
No longer require educators to have a college degree.
Wow.
So
imagine now, parents these days especially, your kids are doing so much work in school.
Yes.
And you can't help them. You don't know. Right. But you went through college. You probably got a degree. My parents were both teachers, and they had to go all summer.
Of course.
Every year to take new classes to keep up. And they were just teaching grade school.
Yep.
Elementary.
Yep. Not anymore. Not in Oklahoma.
Wow.
So everyone in Oklahoma is dumb.
Well, we should be able to keep up with the rest of the world real easy. Now, somebody actually keeping track of the money that's changing hands here? I feel like I have an
American dollar?
Yeah.
I feel like we got lost.
I know. I do, too.
I think you're way ahead. I do know. You're probably 2-1.
Oh, I was going to say 50 bucks, but okay.
Two to one means, if you get 50, I get 25.
Yeah,
I don't know how many times we've played, but I do know that I haven't won nearly as much.
Well, let's play again, shall we?
Yes, we shall.
We have sort of something related to... sort of related to one of the recent One American Dollars we did, which was 10 most popular websites.
Yes.
This one is, why do you go to the internet? What are people doing online? What's the 10 top reasons that they've decided, hey, I need to go over there on that series of tubes and... What do you think?
So would...
Let's say six guesses for four.
Six guesses
what do you think?
For four.
Yeah.
I mean, it's possible. Anything's possible. Is there any distinction between social media? So Twitter and or Instagram and or Facebook?
It's all one big lump, and you are correct, sir. Okay, there is one. Yeah.
All right, I'm out.
Well done. Right?
Do you go to the internet if you're going to like watch Netflix? I guess you are.
To watch Netflix.
Or
hold on a second.
Stream movies?
Movies. Yeah. Yeah, I mean, I would say that's true, but it's not on this particular list. And again, it's so frustrating because when you look at this list, when you see it, you'll be like, oh, yeah, okay, that makes sense.
YouTube.
YouTube actually would be, in fact, the number one answer. Because remember, YouTube was the most popular website.
That's right.
Yeah, so yes, that's number one answer right there. Watch YouTube videos.
All right, so I have three guesses and I got two right so far.
Yep.
Music.
Music. To like listen to music or play music or whatever. No.
What?
You know, I bet if this were like 10 years ago, I bet if they were 15 years ago, that would totally be the case.
What? People stream now more than ever.
That's true, but it's
what
not.
What are you
it's
talking
not.
About?
There's more stuff going on.
That's ridiculous.
And there's one of them that's like that. I would almost give that to you because it almost makes sense, but it doesn't because it's not. But it's the only one that would be hard to guess. And by the way, you had said something. One of your first answers last time would be more accurate this time.
Well, wasn't that one of the websites? Oh, Pornhub for porn. Yes,
had to give you. I had to make sure you get that.
All right, so I got
watch porn is number five.
Okay.
So that's the fifth biggest reason. So I guess they're not going to Pornhub. It's just everywhere.
Are they going there for TV shows?
To watch
TV, to stream TV shows.
Yeah.
That's just not accept news.
News.
What?
No. So there you go.
That's six guesses.
Yeah.
I only got three.
Yeah. What a load of crap.
What? That's not what?
Number 10 is shop.
Shop. Wow.
Isn't it frustrating?
Wow.
Every time we do this damn game.
Wow.
It's so frustrating. Shop. This one makes me a little ill. I kind of hate it. Okay. Blog.
What?
You know, people spend all this time blogging and doing all of that.
But that's
crap.
The same thing as social media.
No, it's different. It's a different thing. Yeah. It is a different beast.
Huh.
Number 8 is the one I thought you probably wouldn't be able to get. And I just don't know that anyone would say it. But in fact, when you say this, it's like, that's what I'm doing. Killing time. Wasting time.
Oh, well, you could be wasting time
anything.
With any of these.
I know, but that's like the number one, or number 8 reason. Play games is number 7. A lot of
folks that makes
and
sense.
Kids.
Yeah.
Doing research.
What?
Yeah, I do that constantly, and I wouldn't have thought of that. Number 5, watching porn.
Sure.
Number 4, searching for random stuff, specifically like Googling yourself, but random sort of searches and looking up whatever. Number 3, email.
Email. What about music, though? How's music not one?
2 is use social media, and number 1 is watch YouTube videos.
Wow.
I still
need a dollar.
I mean, what we're about to talk about is the exact opposite of that amazing song right there, one of my absolute favorite rock records ever recorded.
Yeah.
But what we're about to talk about is the polar opposite. What we're about to play is the polar opposite.
I don't know why Christmas music is so bad. Do you think it's just that it hasn't evolved? Really? Like it's the same songs that we heard when we were 10?
And now we get to hear them while we're shopping.
Right?
And while we're out.
Is that why?
For 6 months.
I mean, there's the, what's her name that has that song? Sure.
Oh, yeah, that one.
Mariah Carey.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
You know, I got to tell you,
I'm saying, even if you don't like it, it's a new-ish song.
Right.
I think that's the problem with, like, most Christmas
music. That's
true.
Yeah.
It's dull and super old.
Yeah, I've been around since your great-grandparents were listening to stereo recordings.
Now, sometimes Christmas music is annoying.
Sometimes.
And then there are times where they take steps to make it more annoying.
To go out of their way.
They take a regular song that's annoying.
Yes.
And then they add to it.
They amp it up.
Something that's going to annoy the crap out of you.
Beat it up, if you will.
And that would be.
Oh, God.
The Chipmunks.
Oh, God.
All right, you Chipmunks. Ready to sing your song?
I'll say we are. Yeah, let's sing it now.
Okay, Simon?
Okay.
Okay, Theodore?
Okay.
Okay, Alvin?
And what's Alvin doing?
Alvin!
Okay.
So wacky.
Okay. Listen.
No.
That's
enough. We're playing it. We're playing the whole thing.
We're not playing the whole thing. That's just not possible.
No. I mean, Why? Why did we hate that so much? You and I, Kevin,
well,
hate
the song
that.
Itself is annoying, but that
setup,
the sound of the chipmunks, it wears out after the first note. You know what I mean? Like, you're immediately annoyed by it.
Long before rap records were doing, I got a little skit here going into that song.
You guys ready? Oh, one of you's not ready? That's Alvin. Crazy. What's Elvin doing?
Oh, I don't know, but he's got a high-pitched voice.
Hey, come back, Elvin. You ready? Wacky, oh, I'm wacky, ready. Wacky. Let's sing. Shut up.
It makes me want to break stuff. You know I actually want to break things.
Maybe maybe Christmas music is for kids.
Well, it is all for kids. So, all right, that's fair enough.
But
the whole thing is for kids.
I don't know. Here's what
do
I'm
do you have
tell you.
A single favorite Christmas song? Anything you do like?
I have some songs that I like.
My favorite one is very adult. It's Pogues, Fairy Tale of New York, which, by the way, they
that's
play
a great one.
Right at the very beginning of the Guardians of the Galaxy holiday special. First song out the gate.
Which, if you haven't seen that, we would recommend.
Oh, man. Are you talking about...
As Scrooges, we would recommend that TV show because it's pretty well done.
It's Christmas Eve in the Drunk Tank in New York City.
Yeah.
That is my kind of Christmas song.
Right.
I love that.
Now I'm going to tell you something about the chipmunks.
Ugh.
My former partner, who I worked with for 30 years.
Well, this may be why you hate the Christmas so much.
That's his favorite song.
Wait, no, it isn't.
Yes.
It's his actual favorite Christmas song?
The Chipmunks version of that song.
Really?
Honestly? His favorite.
Because we got to say how much he loves Christmas music.
Yes,
he has an internet station 24/7, 365 days a year that plays Christmas music. So he's always surrounded by it. But that's his favorite
His favorite. And I'm going to tell you something else that's going to blow your mind just as much. If you're paying attention, this is going to drive you even more crazy.
Yeah.
It's his
alarm.
365 days out of the year. That's what wakes him.
That's what's wrong with him.
That one
that
of the many.
That might be the main thing.
That's what wakes him.
That's the first thing he hears in the morning. That's what
every morning. Can you imagine
that? No. That's
June,
worse than
July, August.
No.
Oh.
That's worse than Groundhog Day.
I don't know. I don't get it. I don't get it.
I've always been concerned about Bean, but now I'm very concerned about
him.
Very concerned.
This is just one of many. But this
one
always drove me crazy.
But what in the actual hell?
Well, and I always tried to get him off the air. I always tried to get him to say,
admit,
but seriously, you're exaggerating for the radio.
No, he doesn't do that.
Because it makes it funny.
He does not do that.
I don't think. He never busts on that one. That was, he loves it, and he loves it enough that it's his alarm every morning of the year.
How does his very, very, very nice wife put up with that?
She's a little nutty, too.
She is, but that's a whole different level of nutdom.
But
he's
lucky that he has her.
No kidding.
But you have to be a little nutty just to put up with him.
Oh, that is a fact.
All right, so we're talking about Christmas music that drives you crazy.
Wow. Every morning he hears this.
All right, you chipmunks.
Can you imagine?
No. Every morning.
No.
I would kill myself.
Yes, agreed.
That's perfect torture. Wow. No!
Okay, 818-955-KLOS. Let's take your favorite and your least favorite, if you can pick them out.
So two answers
from everybody. Yes, favorite and least favorite Christmas song.
Favorite and least favorite,
correct.
Please.
818-955-KLOS. Hi, and welcome to the coast.
No. just because you can speed it up doesn't mean you should.
Yeah, hey, isn't that cute, everybody?
Ooh, let's play it for the next 75 years.
How did that not go away after the first year?
Bean's keeping it alive.
That's probably
true. His alarm.
All right, we're talking about your favorite and your least favorite Christmas music. What's your least favorite Christmas song?
Yeah, I know it's like a good cause, but do they know it's Christmas? I really don't want to hear that one anymore.
Band-Aid, you come out the gate with my least favorite Christmas song. I hate it.
That's your least favorite?
I hate it.
Is it? Wow.
I'm glad that it helped people. I'm glad it did stuff. But no, they don't. It's not their religion, first of all. And secondly, make it stop. People worship that song.
Yeah.
All right.
Hate it. Good for you, sir.
If I never hear that again, I'd be perfectly fine.
Hear, hear.
My favorite, I tweeted at you a second ago before you had people call in, but it's The Kinks, and it's Father Christmas.
Great one.
That is a good one,
really
too.
Really good one. Right behind the Pogues for me, the Kinks. Love it.
Yeah.
Dude, are you my brother? Do you know my dad? Dude, thanks for calling, man.
KLOS, hello.
Hey, how you guys doing?
Good. Your least favorite and favorite Christmas song.
Oh, this is easy. All I want for Christmas is my two front teeth.
Is your least favorite.
Oh, my God. That kid's singing, you know, and it has the whistling sound going on.
Literally, my grandma loved that song, and I hated it even as a very small child.
Oh, no.
I hated it.
Oh, my God.
What's your favorite Christmas song?
Oh, that would have to be Rockin' Around the Christmas Tree.
Oh, really? Yeah, a little partying. Right. That's good.
All right, I like it.
Thanks for calling 818-955-KLOS.
Your favorite and your least favorite Christmas song.
He keeps hanging up. I was like a man answering.
I don't know why.
Must be banging your wife or something. I don't know what's going on.
It's 95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. We're talking about your least favorite Christmas song.
Oh, it's got to be Grandma getting run over by that goddamn reindeer.
I love it.
Yep, I hate it.
That's the problem with songs that are novelty songs is they wear out really quickly.
Yep. That and Do They Know It's Christmas came out when I first started radio and I had to play them all the time. I'm like, I don't want to do this job. I hate this job. What's your favorite one then?
Well, I don't know if it's considered a Christmas song, but it was on a Christmas album. Chris Cornell did a pretty awesome version of Ave Maria.
Yeah, that totally counts.
I don't know if you guys have ever heard that.
That's awesome.
Pretty cool.
I don't think I have.
Yes, and it's great.
Really? I didn't know. Yeah, no, that totally counts.
Speaking of which, is there any way you guys can play Rusty Cage from the Mighty Soundgarden?
Yeah, we'll try and do it. We'll do that in the 5 o'clock hour during our precious little all-request fest.
Ass, you got it, dude. Keep doing what you do, brother.
Right on, dude. Thanks for calling, man.
Bye.
That's a good request.
Yeah.
Hi, KLOS. Favorite Christmas song? Least favorite Christmas song?
Favorite is Oh Holy Night.
That's favorite. Okay. I can hang with that.
Especially if it's with Michael Crawford from Phantom of the Opera singing.
Ah, okay. All right.
That's quite specific, but okay.
Yeah. The other one is Carol of the Bells. Cannot stand that.
Oh.
Turn it off.
That hurts my soul. I actually like that one.
I don't like that.
But you know what? When they did it, I think it was on Family Guy. Ding, fries are done. Yes. Was hilarious.
Yes.
And now that's how I hear it all the time. Thanks for calling 818-955-KLOS.
We are talking about your least favorite and favorite Christmas song.
Tis the season, whether you like it or not, to hear Christmas music everywhere you go. And there's got to be one you can deal with and one that you hate. Asking for your favorite and least favorite Christmas songs.
Least favorite, Santa Baby. Regardless of who sings it, I would prefer the Chipmunks over...
Oh, wow!
Bite your tongue.
Wow! What about an Elf? Because that was a very good scene. Did that even that make you ill, or do you hate that movie?
You know what? I actually have never seen it in its entirety.
All right.
Well, that's your homework for the weekend.
You really do, because it's a gooder.
Okay.
And your favorite?
Yeah, your favorite one, yeah.
My favorite is Merry Christmas by the Ramones.
Oh, good one. That's a good one. Nice.
Yeah.
Fantastic.
Very cool. We're definitely playing that throughout the next couple of weeks here on KLOS, for sure. Absolutely. Right on. Thank you for calling.
Thank you. KLOS, hello.
Yes, hi. I want to say my faves and my hate.
Let's start with your least favorite Christmas song.
I want a hippopotamus for Christmas.
Yep.
I don't even know that one.
You're lucky that you don't know that
one. I've never heard that.
You've heard it. It just skipped right through your head.
Yeesh. Okay.
Yeah. There's two that redeem what you're saying, which is Father Christmas by the King.
Great one.
Yes.
And I Believe in Father Christmas by Emerson, Lake, and Palmer.
That's also a good one. Yeah, both of those are
those are my two faves.
They're both in here in the KLOS library. So
all right.
You'll be hearing
all
them.
All right.
Right on. Thanks for calling.
KLOS, hello.
Not the hippopotamus one, though. I don't know what that
is. No, it's awful.
Not in there. Hi.
How dare you? All Christmas music is amazing.
First of all any type of music is not amazing.
There you go. That's a fact.
It just isn't.
I mean, Mozart, who cares? But Bach, Brahms, Beethoven.
I can't think of a single Christmas song I hate.
Really?
You can't?
Is this Bean? Is Bean telephoning from the UK?
The Christmas song by Nat King Cole.
Right.
That's a great one.
I love that
classic
song.
Classic. Wonderful. But why do you like the Chipmunks? Hold on a second, Kevin. Play. Oh,
no, but it's not terrible.
Of course it's terrible.
Terrible.
Hang up on her. And this is our All Request Fest.
And we were talking about Christmas music, and someone said that they really needed to hear Rusty Cage. He was actually saying, what is the Chris Cornell Christmas song? Ave Maria, a really good version of that.
Yep.
But he also asked for this, so I thought we should kick it off with Rusty Cage, Garden of Sound, KLOS. There was this house in my neighborhood. just down the street when I was like 6 or 7 mm-hmm. that had beer bottles all the way. Remember people used to do that? Beer bottles hanging from the roof?
Sure.
Like the overhang or whatever?
Right.
And inside was a couple really cool hippies, man, and we really got along, man. They let me hang out there, and they loved them some Jimi Hendrix.
And did you put this on?
Honestly, just down the street at the other kid's house, my friend's kid, that's what he would listen to.
Oh, no.
That horrible Chipmunks crap.
No.
We can't play that. No!
Nope.
Do you do have a Christmas song request?
Here? I do. It's from Eric on Twitter, at Kevin and Sluggo. My favorite Christmas song is I Want a Mistress for Christmas.
AC/DC.
They're an American band.
Where's that? America?
America.
He calls himself Chunk, and he wanted to hear Grand Funk Railroad. And I'm like, anybody calls yourself Chunk, you got a deal.
Absolutely.
All Request Fest, KLOS.
KLOS, hello, you have a request?
Hi, get some Interrupters, please.
Interrupters, what song?
Anything's Fine, you pick.
Hip Hop Hooray for Dealer's Choice. Kevin, do you have a pick?
She's Kerosene.
Here's your Request Fest on KLOS. Ha! Who is that for, young Kevin?
Francine.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, Sherman Oaks, yeah.
Good one, Francine.
Mm-hmm.
Hello, KLOS.
Hi, can you play Queen's Thank God It's Christmas?
The answer to that question, hold on a second, I'm asking Santa. Boy, he's large. Have you noticed how large he is?
Yes, he's quite large, yeah.
What's your name?
My name is Cindy.
Cindy, hold on, I'm opening his naughty list.
Has she been all right?
Oh, Cindy, you're on the naughty list.
Oh, no.
Do you know what that means?
What does that mean?
We play your song. If you were listening closely, you might have heard this song for a second a few minutes ago. Whoops. It always sounded like it could have been recorded on Saturday Night Live to me. You know, it sounds like a Saturday Night
that's true.
Band song sort of thing.
That is true.
It is the All Request Fest.
KLOS, what can we do for
you? Hey, can you guys play something from Canada? I don't know what's legal for you guys. April Wine or something?
Highly illegal.
It is illegal.
Extremely. So very, very illegal. We're going to go to jail for it. But here is I Like to Rock, April Wine.
I love that one. Yeah, let it rip, man.
All right. Now we're talking.
All right.
Arf. Oh, I love that damn song.
It is our All Request Fest at System of a Down for Paul in Irvine.
Right on, Paul.
KLOS, what do you want to hear?
I want to hear Thunderstruck.
Well, you're listening to the right radio station.
Yeah, and we'll do it for you, man.
Thank you. Have a good day.
Good afternoon, KLOS Radio.
Happy Friday.
What song can we play for you?
Please, how about The Crew?
Johnny in Santa Ana. That's Head Games by Foreigner.
And I have to wonder, Johnny, huh? You know, I love that song, but I always hated that album cover because it's just so nasty. And then it's John really asking for
that?
Yes,
Johnny.
Okay, whatever. We have time for one more request, and that is you.
Oh, wow. Well, I heard some awesome Rusty Cage by Chris Cornell.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Soundgarden, first song we played today on the All Request Fest.
And I wanted to continue because I love me my Chris.
Okay.
I'll be a little more mellow, but do you guys have Be Yourself by Audioslave?
Yes, we do. Yeah, we have Audioslave.
But sorry, it'll be a nice way to wrap things up.
Great idea.
Oh, I would so appreciate it. You guys are doing an awesome job.
Thank you very much.
Thanks. Have a great weekend.
You too.
You never really have too much Chris Cornell in your life.
Agreed.
Started off the All Request Fest with a request for Rusty Cage, which is awesome, and then that one there from Audioslave. Good stuff.
It is time for What We Learned, brought to you by your Southern California Toyota dealers. They make it easy. I lost one American dollar because I couldn't come up with four reasons people use the internet.
Which doesn't make any sense.
When you say it that way, it sounds dumb.
Right. But as it turns out,
it's dumb.
Yeah.
Also, we picked our least favorite Christmas song, and it's this. That needs to die.
That so needs to die.
And your next chance to play the KLOS $100,000 name game is 8 a.m. with Heidi and Frank on Monday morning.
It's going to be worth $7,000. All right, I'm off to pet the kitty, the wonderful kitty of Oz.
Enjoy. See you tomorrow. Peace out.
Have a great weekend. Oh, yeah, and by the way,
ladies and gentlemen, the weekend.
Ramones and the Kinks. Now, that is Christmas
That's
music.
Christmas That's music. Christmas music, correct.
Very Agreed. Tempted to play the Pogues, but you really got to watch the Guardians of the Galaxy Christmas special because it starts off with a Pogues fairy tale in New York.
That's on Disney Plus?
Yeah.
I want to say.
It's so quite well good. Done.
It really is
entertaining,
well done.
Right?
Yeah. It's not like the Star Wars one. Don't worry about it.
No.
We have tickets for Disneyland Resort. 4 one-day, one-park tickets to Disneyland or Disney California Adventure Park to experience Disney Festival of Holidays and Disney Viva Navidad Street Party. Take caller 13 right now at 818-955-KLOS.
So we just spoke to Juan and told him he was caller 13, which means he wins those Disneyland tickets. And he said, and I'm quoting now,
"Oh, hell yeah, man. Woohoo, man. Dude, you won't believe that. My kids are wanting to go for, man, dude. Oh, my God. Hell yeah, dude. Hell yeah, man. I appreciate you guys, man. I listen to you guys all the time, man. Hell yeah."
I know a couple people with good taste who love that song.
Great.
Always happy to play Sweet, the Sweet on KLOS.
We have Metallica tickets. 2 tickets to see Metallica's world tour next year. 2 nights, 2 different sets, 2 different opening acts.
And it's all in the round, right?
In the round at SoFi Stadium.
Very, very cool. Tickets are on sale right now via Ticketmaster. But, Ox,
you can win them right now if you're caller 13, 818-955-KLOS.
Hi, KLOS. Who's this?
Dan.
Dan, you're caller 13.
No way.
Yes. That means you got 2 tickets to see Metallica's world tour next year.
Are you kidding me?
Not kidding you at all.
And it's 2 shows. You're going to go 2 different nights and see 2 completely different sets, 2 completely different opening acts, and all of it in the round.
Wow. I'm going to have to make a friend in the meantime.
Yes, you are.
Hey, man, you know, I always thought you were pretty cool.
Make people fight over it.
Yeah, I'll fight somebody for them.
Wow. Yeah, that's true. This might just draw people in.
There you go. It'd be a Hunger Games type situation.
There we go.
We need somebody to take our money.
Yeah, take this money. We don't want it anymore.
It is the KLOS $100,000 name game. If you'd like to be caller 13 right now, 818-955-KLOS.
It is, in fact, blood money, so we kind of need to get it out of our hands. You know? Good luck. The name game. DOS name. This game. Ow.
$6,400.
Wow.
KLOS. Who is this?
This is Rick.
Rick, you are caller 13.
Yes. All right.
Hey, listen, you got to start off your weekend right, man. You got to win this $6,400.
$6,400.
I'm sure hoping so.
Yeah. Right. We are looking for the name of an actor that has appeared in more than 20 films.
And Rick, let me tell you, the last couple of guesses were Anthony Hopkins and Bob Hope. One of those Road 2 movies. What do you got for us, Rick?
I got Ray Liotta.
Ray Liotta.
You're saying Ray Liotta. I'm sorry, that's incorrect.
Thank you, though.
Yeah, man, thank you.
Thank you so much.
Thanks for playing. Next hour, it'll be worth $6,600. Just practicing.
Oh, yeah. Someone's going to do it. They're going to win right this second, and that would be nice if this mouse would work. You know this mouse that doesn't work?
Yeah, I hate that mouse.
Look at this. It won't.
Yeah.
Oh, well, it's time to play the name game. Call now.
Name game.
Piece of crap.
Caller 13, 818-955.
Unbelievable.
KLOS. Call now. Good luck.
Yeah, man. It's the name game, man.
Just ahead of the old request fest.
Yeah, that's right.
KLOS, who is this?
Preston.
What's your name? Preston?
Preston.
Okay. All right, Preston.
amazing.
What's
about it? You're caller
amazing.
There you go.
You're caller 13.
Awesome.
All right. We are looking for the name of an actor that has appeared in more than 20 films.
I got to tell you, the last couple of guesses were Ray Liotta and Anthony Hopkins, but that didn't get those people any cash. For $6,600, who do you think it is?
Yeah, but I'm going to go off the wall here, and I'm going to try something with Jackie Chan.
Oh, Jackie Chan.
A great guess.
That's awesome.
Incorrect.
But it's wrong.
That was a buzzer.
Yes, yeah, it was.
Sorry,
that's
man.
That's a good guess, though, because he has been in way more than 20 movies.
Yeah. That's true, though. That's amazing. Yeah.
And nobody said Jackie Chan so far.
Thank you, man.
Yeah, thanks for playing, dude. All right, so $6,800 sometime between 5 and 6. Last time this week. The name game. This is it. Hey, that was pretty good, huh?
I feel like you said everything there needs to be.
Bloody hell, I love that song.
It's a good song.
That is, I love that damn song.
I'm happy we were able to play the whole thing. The name game, the name game. All right, listen.
Yeah.
Let's give away this money, shall
we?
Yeah.
Let's wrap up this week with giving away a whole bunch of cash to, who's this?
Hi, this is Candy.
Candy is your name?
Yes.
Are you ready to play our precious little name game?
You are caller 13.
Yeah, of course. Yes.
All right, we are looking for the name of an actor that has appeared in more than 20 films.
And the last couple of guesses were Jackie Chan and Ray Liotta. Who do you have, Candy?
Clint Eastwood.
I'm sorry?
Clint Eastwood?
Clint Eastwood.
Oh, Clint Eastwood.
Oh, I'm sorry, that's wrong.
That was Marty McFly's character name in Back to the Future. Yeah,
is it
Part 2 or whatever it was?
Thank you for trying.
Yeah, sorry. But come Monday, the game continues. Tell them what it'll be worth on Monday with Heidi and Frank at 8 a.m.
$8,000.
Woo! The very first time a Charlie Brown Christmas turned up on CBS television was on This Day in Rock, or I guess maybe This Day in Jazz, This Day in Animation, in 1965. George Harrison released his solo album Dark Horse, named after his new label Dark Horse Records, on This Day in Rock in 1974. Kate Bush, now of Stranger Things fame, made her one and only appearance on Saturday Night Live on This Day in Rock in guess what year? Nope. 1978.